البيان راديو presents رمضان Q&A presented by شيخ طه زينب.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وأما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, welcome again as we continue with our Ramadan Q&A series. And today we'll be speaking about one of the nullifiers of fasting, which is intercourse during the daytime of Ramadan. In relation to that, Al-Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned and said that the Ummah of Islam unanimously agreed that having intercourse during the daytime of Ramadan is forbidden and that it does nullify the fasting of the believer in accordance to the Quran and the Sunnah. And it is similar to eating and drinking. Having intercourse during the daytime of Ramadan, whether it ends up with ejaculation or not, does nullify your fasting and it makes you liable. And you have to perform a kafara. You have to pay or perform a kafara and expiate this major sin. This major sin, as inshallah ta'ala we'll be discussing today. What is the kafara? So how do you repent? Normally, if a person commits a sin and eats or drinks during the daytime of Ramadan, he has to repent and make up the day after Ramadan ends. But with intercourse, there is a special expiation that every believer has to perform if they end up having intercourse during the daytime of Ramadan. And Nawawi, he said, تجب الكفارة بالإجماع بلا خلاف. The expiation and kafara is mandatory upon the person who has intercourse during the daytime of Ramadan. And he uses the dalil and states the kafara is the following. Firstly, is to free a slave. If the person can't free a slave, then he should fast 2 continuous months. He has to fast 2 continuous months. If a person is unable to fast 2 continuous months, then he has to feed 60 amongst the poor. So he has to feed 60 people that are poor and needy. That is in accordance to the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, Ibn Qudama rahimahullah ta'ala, he assimilated and he said, المشهور من مذهب أبي عبد الله أن كفارة الوضع في رمضان ككفارة الظهار في الترتيب. He said, the known in the madhab that the expiation of Ramadan or having intercourse during the daytime of Ramadan is similar to the expiation of ظهار, which is one way of divorcing your wife. Inshallah ta'ala, maybe that could be addressed in another lesson. طيب, if somebody does perform or has intercourse during the daytime of Ramadan, now we've established he has to do the kafara, whether it's freeing a slave or if he can't do it, then he should fast 2 consecutive months. If he can't, then he should feed 60 from amongst the poor and the needy. On top of that, does he have to also make up that day? Yani, let's say somebody is fasting 60 consecutive days. Does he also have to fast that specific day after Ramadan? Now, subhanAllah, majority of the scholars, they said that you have to make up that day. So Ibn Battar rahimahullah, he said, أوجب جمهور الفقهاء على المجامع عامدا الكفارة والقضاء. على المجامع عامدا الكفارة والقضاء. So he said that the agreement of majority of the scholars. So most of the scholars agreed that you have to make up that day and do the kafara as well. Whichever one of the three in order that we mentioned earlier. So we say in a conclusion, we follow the majority inshallah ta'ala. You make up that fasting day that you have had intercourse during that day. And in addition to that, you need to do the kafara. So as a man, if you end up having intercourse with your wife during the daytime of Ramadan, does your wife have to pay kafara as well? And the scholars say if the woman out of her own will agreed with the man and shared with him the act of intercourse willingly, then she has to pay the kafara. Now, she has to pay the kafara if she does it willingly, wallahu a'lam, as well. So the kafara applies to the man and the woman, wallahu a'lam. If somebody has intercourse during one day with his wife more than once, how many times does he have to expiate? The scholars said there are two cases. They said if a person does have intercourse with his wife during the daytime of Ramadan more than once, then he only has to pay one kafara. That is the opinion that Ibn Abdul Barr rahimahullah ta'ala narrated, and he narrated an ijma', a consensus in relation to that, and he said if somebody has multiple relations with his wife in one day, then he has to pay one kafara as long as he hasn't paid the kafara yet. That's the opinion of Ibn Qudama. Now, the other case is that if he, let's say, has performed that act with his wife, and then on the same day he paid the kafara. Okay, so he freed the slave, مثلاً, or if he's unable to fast, let's say, the 60 days, he feeds 60 people. Then later on that day, he ends up committing that sin again during the time of Ramadan, or he doesn't have to pay kafara again because he's already broken his fasting on that day. So Ash-Shirazi rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, لأن الجامعة الثاني المجامع الثاني لم يصادف صومه, لأن his fasting has already been nullified for that day, so he only pays kafara for that one day. Wallahu a'lam. But if somebody has intimacy with his wife on multiple days during the month of Ramadan, that if he's intimate with his wife on a different day, then he has to pay a kafara for each day. Okay, subhanallah. So if you are intimate with your wife during the daytime of Ramadan, and then you end up doing it again on a different day, then you have to pay the kafara twice. So once for each day. If somebody is intimate with his wife at the time of suhoor and before fajr, the adhan of fajr goes off. So he's intimate with his wife and the adhan of fajr goes off. Does he have to, what does he do in that case? So the scholar said, if he continues knowingly after adhan with this act, then he has to pay the kafara and he has to make up that day, because he's knowingly and willingly continued to have intercourse during the daytime of Ramadan. The second scenario is when the person immediately hears the adhan and he stops immediately the act that he's committing, subhanallah, immediately, then wallahu alam, he doesn't have to pay the kafara. He doesn't have to pay the kafara and he continues to fast normally, wallahu alam. That's the opinion of al-Ihnaf and al-Shafi'iyya. They said that there's no qada upon him. He doesn't have to make up that day or no kafara, and he continues to fast inshallah ta'ala, because he stopped immediately at that time. Yani it's better to avoid these scenarios, so inshallah ta'ala you protect and safeguard your fasting inshallah ta'ala. But what if somebody is making up a day of Ramadan, not during Ramadan? So somebody was sick in Ramadan and after Ramadan they are fasting to make up the day they missed during the month of Ramadan. Do they have to fast for that day, or do they have to pay kafara if they end up having intercourse on that day? The scholar Ibn Abd al-Barr rahimahullah, he said, أجمعوا على أن المجامع في قضاء رمضان عامدا لا كفارة عليه. He said the scholars agreed that if anyone is intimate during the makeup of a day outside Ramadan, يعني he's making up a day of Ramadan but outside the month of Ramadan intentionally, there's no kafara upon him. He doesn't have to pay kafara. والله تعالى أعلم. نعم.